Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, will the waters calm a little bit on Wall Street? Let's check in with Heffron Tillotson's Jamie Meredith. Good morning. How's the week shaping up?
Well, good morning. We did have a rally on Friday, and that helped to stem some of the big losses from earlier in the week and helped at least the NASDAQ tick positive. For the week, the Dow lost 1.75%, bringing it down to a 4.78% loss for the year. The S&P lost 0.6% for the week, still holding on to a 2% gain. Year to date, the NASDAQ added more than 1% last week, still up a monster 21.6 year to date. Time flies when you're in a pandemic. The third quarter ends in 2 days, and soon we'll be back to earnings season. Expectations are for earnings to be down 21.8% for the quarter. This is a slight improvement from the June 30th estimate of a 25.4% drop. We're also inching closer and closer to the election, while individuals who are the most passionate about their candidate worry about a loss. The markets are more worried about a contested election and the uncertainty that that brings. An interesting theory floating out there is that the recent market declines are the markets assuming a contested election will happen and pricing it in already. This could imply a big rally post-election, regardless of who is the clear winner. Futures are staging a rally to start the week. The Dow and S&P are up 1.3%, NASDAQ up 1.7%. That's it for the morning news. Let's see what the bell brings at 9:30.
Thank you, Jamie. Have a wonderful week.
You too. We'll talk to you in the morning.
You bet.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.